Welcome back, WNST Towson Baltimore and WNST.net. We are doing our WNST Rock Week here this week, and here's a guy that's been a frequent contributor over my 25 years on radio, but certainly has called in more than a handful of times over the course of time, and he is still my friend, still lives down in South Carolina, but is from Maryland, and he'll tell you all about it during this segment. This segment is from 1997. It was my Rock and Jock special. I did a Rock and Jock show every year in April and get some rock star buddies that love baseball to call in and talk about their love of baseball. And this is Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's a guitar player. All the guys in the band, the Hootie and the Blowfish, love sports. And if you do remember back in the day when they were one of the biggest bands in the world, and this was that period of time, this was between Crack Rear View and Fairweather Johnson in the spring of 1997 when they were playing two sold-out shows at the Nissan Pavilion in those days and at Meriwether Post Pavilion in those days. Just an incredibly big band at this time. And I think they had six or seven hits off the first album, but they played a lot of golf. They talked about Dan Marino in their songs, and Darius Rucker talked about being a Dolphins fan, that the Dolphins make him cry, and they wrote about sports, and Fairweather Johnson was about a sports reference, so when they would come to town, they would come to Oriole games, and I once got him a gig singing the national anthem at an Orioles game. I think it damn near killed their management that night, me and Jason Wright, but that was 20 years ago, and Mark Bryan has called in, and you'll hear some more of that during WNST Rock Week, some more mature conversations and stuff that happened a little bit more recently in 2014, 2015. I know he called in, so that'll be a part of this. But this is an early one. This is from 1997. Mark Bryan, Hootie and the Blowfish, one of my favorite bands, and of course Darius Rucker doing his country turn, and I'm always the one hoping for the Hootie and the Blowfish reunion. They do play once a year, a big charity event in August every year in Charleston, South Carolina. So that's certainly something you can check out and check them out online. One of the really, really good guys in rock and roll and a really good sports fan, despite the fact that he pulls for the Washington Redskins. Mark Bryan here on WNST Rock Week. Hope you're enjoying these old school music conversations.
We're walking you back to the nasty Rock and Jock special. It's true, we're here. A fantastic Thirsty Thursday edition of the Budweiser Sports Forum. The Nasty went back. We got rock stars at the Yin Yang tonight. We're hoping everybody calls up, contributes. Don't be afraid of the guys that strum on the guitars and sing and all that good stuff, and we'll have a good time. Carolina Mike riding shotgun. And Carolina, you're from a different point in Carolina. Am
That's
I correct
right.
saying that?
I mean, the northern point.
Northern point of Carolina.
The good point.
Oh, I got a guy here that might contend to have a little problem with that. Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish. Mark, we're going to play Hold My Hand. I heard the damn thing so much. And, Let Her Cry and Only One Beer. So I'm playing the one that I dig the most that, we don't hear a lot of. How are you?
Good, man. How are you? I like that one. I'm glad you're playing that one. Nice little variety there.
Well, I tell you what. Just when we thought we ran out of singles off of the first album here, it looks like you got another album coming out.
Yeah, that's right. April 23rd, as a matter of fact.
And you got a single that's coming out, like opening day, am I correct in saying
April 2nd
that? April 2nd. Well, it must coincide with the baseball season and the return of Cal Ripken in the national pastime here. Now, you guys have obviously been along. I mean, last time you did the show, we were May of last year. I think we were talking about you guys having a couple of number one hits. Did you ever expect it to get to this level, to where you are right now?
No, not at all. And I don't think anyone does. You know, like when something like this happens, a sort of phenomenon type thing, I don't think anyone can expect it. You know, it's just one of those things that happens and it hits you and you try to deal with it.
Well, before I get in between you and Carolina Mike here about the...
I was about to say, why did he have to go there, man? What's up with that?
In Chapel Hill. What is up with
they
that?
They let me in and I went. What can I say?
Well, they let you into South Carolina down there. Let's talk about this Orioles campaign, because I know... just give a little bit of your background as far as where you're coming from and the trips with Mom and Dad up to 33rd Street as a young man and the fact that Cal Ripken, your favorite all-time athlete. I mean, a lot of people do not equate Hootie and the Blowfish with the state of Maryland, and I think that's 50% wrong at least, right?
Yeah, that's right. Dean, the bass player, and myself are from Gaithersburg, and my dad's from Bethesda. And when he was growing up, it was all Senators. But as you know, we didn't have baseball in D.C. my whole lifetime. So for me, it was all O's. And my parents used to take me to Memorial, and I went to the game that snowed out in 79 series. And I was talking to Flanagan the other day, and he was like, yeah, man, I was supposed to start that game. I remember that. So
I remember where I was. I was in the seventh grade, and I was in the library. Still my best friend, Kevin Eck, and we're looking out the window. We're holding tickets for the ball game, and the snow's falling out the window.
Yeah, I was in the bleachers, man, and they called it. It was pretty upsetting for
me. We're aching here in Baltimore today. It's about 38, and we got a monsoon at the window right here in Baltimore.
Man, it's even cold in the Carolinas right now.
We are we're like 41 hours away from first pitch at the Camden Yards on Saturday, an exhibition game. And this isn't even football weather.
No, it's been a horrible spring so far, man.
This is stay inside weather.
This could be 83 again. When I remember it snowed on opening day. They didn't open the season until like Thursday or Friday because it snowed all over the place.
Yeah, all we can hope for is that the rest of the spring will be as kind as the first part has been mean.
Now, I know you get to do a lot of traveling. You're running around the last year and a half of your life, very topsy-turvy. I know you've been keeping up with the birds. Now, for this season here, we got some new players, some new blood. You interject Roberto Alomar, a B.J. Suroff, a full season of Bobby Bonilla. You know, you go out and you get a Wells, you get a Merker. What do you make of the Orioles this campaign?
Well, it's funny because, me and Dean have been going nuts with all the acquisitions, and we're talking all kinds of trash, and Darius being a Reds fan.
Oh yeah.
And Sony. And Sony being a Cubs fan. Come again.
Yeah. No use for any of that.
Those guys they're giving us the best team on paper syndrome. So what we got to do is come out and actually play some ball this year. Several years the O's have had the best team on paper, and so hopefully this year will be the best team on paper that turns into a playing ball club.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
I think a lot of the key is going to be the pitching. I really do, because we finally got some names in there, some guys that we know can throw. So let's hope they put up the numbers this year.
Well, we had those hopes for Sid Fernandez. We had those beliefs in Kevin Brown.
Exactly.
We've been having those beliefs for 6.5 years regarding Ben McDonald, and now he's out of the organization. So you see it come and go. But I think on April 1st, I mean, I remember back in 87, 88, when this team was just bad. I mean, the 0-21, 88 Orioles. Hey, April 1st, we still said, a couple breaks go our way, you know.
Yeah,
we got
exactly.
A good team on paper. And you start 0-21, you know. It's kind of the nature of baseball. But on paper right now, the bullpen looks like we got a little bit of age in there. We got McDowell. We got Myers in the bullpen, Jesse Orozco. And as your buddy Sony can tell you, coming from the Cubbies, I don't think they lost any sleep in Chicago to Randy Myers was gone, you know.
He thought that was a pretty good acquisition for us. So it may turn out promising. But I'll tell you what, this year, compared to last year, I'm a lot more comfortable with a starter leaving the game. So that's one thing we can look forward to. At least going in. So.
Well, at least you know the guys' first names that are coming out of the bullpen.
That's right.
I mean, you see Clark, you see, you know, the Lewises, and all the who are these guys? Where
exactly,
are they coming
exactly.
from? So as far as the Cal Ripken situation, now, last time you and I got together, we went out to Oriole Park. The Orioles took it on a chin that day. Was that Messina and Clemens the night you were out there?
I can't even remember. I think, as a matter of fact, it was, because it was a big standoff there. I remember that. So you're right. It was.
And the Red Sox won the game, and
that's
Cal
right.
Ripken, and that was the night. No, it wasn't Messina Clemens. It was the night that Kevin Brown took the ground ball
right.
off
it's
the fingers.
That's when he got hit in the hand, exactly.
That's it. And McDonald went on a DL on the same night, if people remember that. And when that happened, you wanted to get down, say hello to all the Orioles, and you were just so bummed that you couldn't say hello to Cal Ripken.
I met everyone but Cal, and he was busy that night, and I didn't want to, you know, press it since they lost. So.
And to tell us what's happened here in the last 9 months. I mean, Darius singing the national anthem, sitting next to Cal Ripken at the World Series.
That was amazing, man.
You must have been taking gas.
Well, I'll tell you, a really cool thing happened when we did the Only Want to Be With You video, and Walt Williams was in the video. His agent, Mike Flannery, and I got to be good friends, and Mike's friends with Ira Raines, who works with Cal. And so they spoke with Cal about me coming out and playing some hoops, and I got to play some hoops with some of the birds. It was great, man. Billy Ripken was out there, Flanagan was out there, and Hoyles. It was a lot of fun, man.
Okay, so you play a little hoop with Cal. What does one say? Like, what do you do when you pull up to the driveway at Cal's place? Because there's a lot of people in Baltimore that played some hoop with Cal, you know?
Well, I had my dad with me because he just wanted to kind of hang out, and We were just walking up the driveway going,
hey, my dad passed away. You'll be glad when it's all over when you took your dad with you.
Yeah, exactly.
That means a lot to your dad.
I'm sorry to hear that. And you know, we were walking up the driveway just going, Dad, I can't believe this. We're walking up to Cal Ripken's house right now.
So yeah, how did your game hold? Describe yourself. You're about 6'3", 6'4", kind of skinny. Am I correct?
Yeah, I got some game.
Yeah, you got some game, do you?
Cal's not quite as good as Walt Williams, though, is he?
Oh, hell no, man.
Now, this is a guy from North Carolina dissing a guy from South Carolina about the game.
Their coach, Eddie Folger, was a Dean Smith disciple, so we're always rooting for the Gamecocks.
Hey, everybody's a Dean Smith disciple, pal.